Citrus growers have to face citrus greening every day, but in the winter months, they also have to prepare for the cold weather. And we're doing so now, as freeze warnings have been issued for the northern part of state of Florida. Fort Pierce, the citrus growers on the Treasure Coast, they're preparing for the cold, as there is a freeze watch in effect. There is a cold front heading this way in the chance of freezing weather. The water pumps are running, and they are flooding the swales in a citrus grove near Fort Pierce. Having water in the swales could warm up the air around the trees enough to help protect them when the temperature drops. And since the grove is about 100 acres in size, flooding the swales takes a couple of days. One grower says he's most concerned about even colder temperatures expected coming up this week. One citrus industry expert says the last serious freeze on the Treasure Coast was in 1989. He also said the damage to citrus crops from that freeze was catastrophic. Citrus damage can occur if the temperature drops to 28 degrees or lower for 4 to 6 hours. In northern Florida, Marion and Flagler counties will be seeing the coldest of the weather, and citrus growers are concerned that they could lose their harvest for even the entire crop of trees. Huey Reed, a citrus grower, says they are coming off real easy. That's one of the reasons why we're getting them off now. With a freeze warning in effect for the next couple of nights, Reed says we are so far north for citrus, South Marion County is more susceptible to freeze than pretty much anywhere else in the state of Florida. He said when you have to replant, you're looking at 7 to 8 years until production, so it's a huge loss. With it expected to be even colder over Friday night, it's a little different than an early season freeze with ice insulating the fruit. Now the goal is just to protect the trees with the water raising the temperatures as much as 3 degrees. I'm Mike D., Southeast AgNet.